Meat cutter, right?
Yes, sir.
By trade? Is it you went to meat cutting school?
No. My dad had a shop, and we learned how to cut meat there. And
we were just talking about every job has its benefits, and your job, you work at in a supermarket behind the that mirrored glass. Why do they have mirrored glass in a lot of places? Most places are mirrored like that in the meat department, right?
Yeah, well, they don't want the customers looking through and watching us watch them, I guess. I don't know.
Because they think maybe the sight of you taking a side of beef and slashing the hell out of it might be disconcerting.
Right, not appetizing a lot of times.
So they just want you to see the meat when it's wrapped in foil. Like you, it says ring bell for service. Actually, you've been standing behind the glass wailing the whole while. Right?
That's true.
So you stand there. I'm just trying to picture you. You stand there in your blood-speckled apron there, right? And then these women that are squeezing the various chicken parts, trying to sniff in it and everything, and you're like, oh, look at this one. Hey, look at this one. Look at the tatas on this. When you look at some serious sweater meat over here by the cold cuts, look at this, right?
You guys. You must have heard us talking through the glass.
You guys are unbelievable. You're tata, man, all of you. I guess as butchers, you would be.
Yeah, a lot of times there'll be three or four of us gazing over one particular beauty, and the boss will walk back there and ask, what are we doing? And we have to think of something quick, so that, you know, checking out the rib steak selection or something.
All right, making sure there's no flies.
Right.
But really, what you're doing is you're looking at tatas. Kimber, listen to me, baby. You just can't replace the feeling of those hooters surrounding my face. Those puppies are so meaty, their shape is so round. The second that I see them, my hydraulics start to pound. Every guy wants a girl. He can till he's black and blue. Don't ever forget, every man need some wobble to go. There's a feeling that's grand as I have those glands. Tatas flop, eyeballs pop, and it's tatas akimbo again. Tatas akimbo again. Nature's taking over my big behind. I can see those headlights in my teeth as they grind. Those perfume-drenched appendages really smell great. If I don't pull away soon, I might suffocate. When I settle down, I want one set of massive teeth. Forgive and forget if I your face with 10 cc's. There's some dribble on my chin as the wobble begins. Tatas flop, eyeballs pop, and it's tatas akimbo. While some are petite, but my woman is gifted with some real sweater meat. I don't think that we'll have kids, but on the contrary, that would mean a visit from the Hooter Fairy. Those sweet memories I will squeeze with both hands. Oh, it's so nice as I nosh through Dairyland. As I start to have some seepage, as I plug the Eldritch cleavage. Tatas flop, eyeballs pop, and it's tatas akimbo again.
Dip, dip, jiggle, 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 bump, bump, bump.
Tatas akimbo again and again and again and again.
Oh, man, it's Thursday. Live in the studio with the Grease Man. WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.